would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women, where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Yeah, love and happiness and money. Can you believe those three things all in one sentence, Noah?
I love happiness and money. Those are the things I really want. How about you?
I think we all would love happiness and money. How about all of you out there listening? Hello, everyone. It's Christina Rylo here.
And Noah Martin.
And we are so happy to be here with you all today as we dive into a topic I think that befuddles and bemoans and also brings us great joy when we get it right in our relationships and when it's working smooth, which is the M-O-N-E-Y.
You mean sometimes it runs smooth for people?
Well, Noah and I are going to share a little bit with you today, probably a lot with you all today, because it has not been the easiest place, I would say, in our relationship. I would say, if anything, Noah, money has been one of the hardest places in our relationship.
Well, I think it's the thing that's taken the longest for us to be totally mature about. We've been able to be realistic about the rest of it. It was relatively easy to learn how to do, but money was hard to figure out how to do together.
So maybe some of you out there that are listening today, you might be able to relate to some of this, that when you're in relationship, that perhaps you are, you kind of go about money a little bit different than your partner. Like maybe your partner think he's a little bit, or she's a little bit crazy. Like, what is wrong with them? Why cannot they get on board? Or why are you both so different? Or why is it that we can get along in all the other places in our life, but when it comes to money, we just get stressed out and the worst of us comes out? It just has the ability to trigger you like nothing else. And so today we're really going to dive deep into this piece about money. We're going to be talking about money a lot this month, actually. But today we're going to dig deep and start where the money yuck starts, which is inside of each of us.
You know, Christine, when we moved in together, I brought something other than the pictures you didn't like and the bed you did like and the motorcycle and a couple other little odds and ends. I brought my money stuff too.
It's true. When Noah and I met, he showed up with a motorcycle, a mattress, a bread maker, a rice maker, and a couple garbage bags. That's when we met, when we moved in together, and a couple garbage bags of clothes. And I didn't know until about 2 weeks of us living together that you had a whole other storage bin full of money issues and baggage that came with. And that's what happens to most of us, is that we have no idea that not only did our partner show up with their money stuff, but we showed up with our money stuff. And I got to say, I'm just going to be honest with you all right now, that I find it much easier to blame Noah for any money problems that we have. I really love, I think it's way easier.
She takes great joy in saying, oh, that's your fault.
And now I do it jokingly. Well, maybe Noah, the fact that, you know, that check bounced, or there wasn't enough money to pay for the taxes, or there wasn't, like, you know, the bill got paid late, or whatever it was, it's ever happened in the 10 years since we joined or started kind of being. No, not 10. How long have we been managing our money together, would you say?
8 years.
About 8 years. So there's the part in your relationship when you're dating that there's whole, you know, how much you know or you don't know about money that goes on. And then when you move in together, and there's a whole nother piece of money baggage that can show up. And then when you get married, there's a whole other bag. So what we're going to do today is we are going to actually dive deep to help you learn about how to deal with money at a whole different level in your partnership, in your relationship. Because we're going to focus today about how money shows up in a fearful, icky, as I said, the yuck kind of way inside of yourself and inside of your partner, and dig deep at how we show up in our relationships with beliefs that are different that come before we even met. I mean, Noah, you had parents way before you met me that messed you up in all kinds of ways around money.
Well, I don't know. Messed me up. It made me human in a messy way, I think is how I would say
it. Yeah, no, not me. I don't mean it as in a disrespectful way. But, you know, we get our parents' baggage around money in all these unknowing kind of ways. And they form what sometimes people call money maps inside of our brains that we don't even know are actually. I think that's a T. Harv Eker term. Is it the money mind map?
Money
is that what he calls
blueprint.
It? Money blueprint. Money blueprint. That's right. So this show today is all about helping you restore money peace in your relationship by understanding how you come at relationships to money differently, to looking at your beliefs, how people budget different, how you spend different, how you deal with stress different. And Noah and I are going to share here. Should we tell them about one of our...
Okay, we'll tell them one quick money story.
Before we bring on our very, very special guest who
yes.
is going to bust fear right out of the water for all of us.
So about a year ago, Christine and I had made this sort of solid agreement about money. We had said, you know, what happens is sometimes we spend money and the one partner does it and the other one does it, and then we both spent more than we wanted to. So we made an agreement, which was... that if you spent more than, I believe it was $500.
I think it was $500.
That if we ever did that, we would just make a quick call and just say, okay, just letting you know that we're going to do this. Not permission, but just like making sure we're aligned, that we're in agreement when we spend bigger chunks of money. And
yeah.
Then, Christine, what happened?
I am like so on the spot right now. I'm feeling very shy. So what happened was that in many cases, and you'll learn this as you continue to listen to our show, is that Noah never hardly ever breaks these kind of agreements. And I tend to break them very often, especially when I really want something. And when we talk later, we'll talk about why this happens to me. So I was hanging out with my girlfriends out for a luncheon up in wine country in California. And I was visiting one of my girlfriend's art galleries. She was actually closing her art gallery to move into a new one. I have wanted one of her paintings for a long time.
Let's be totally clear. She is an amazing artist.
She's an amazing artist. Her name is Shiloh Sophia McLeod. Cloud, check her out at shilohsophia.com. She rocks. And I walked into this gallery and she had all her artwork up because she had her whole like collection up for the last 17 years. They were doing a whole art kind of reflection piece. And I just had never, you know, any of the pieces I wanted weren't for sale. But I walked in on this one day and there it was. It was my painting. It was my painting. I knew it was my painting. And all my girlfriends that were with me, they were like, oh yeah, Christine, that's your painting. That's your painting. And we were about to leave for lunch, all of us, and Shiloh was coming with us, and the gallery runner was like, oh, the manager said to me, oh, you like the painting, huh? I'm like, I do, I really like the painting. And this fear came over me, because like, well, there was two things that happened. Number one, the voice inside me looked at the price tag and said, that is about 10 times at least over the price range that you agreed about spending money with Noah. I think if I'd taken off a zero, I would have been okay. But it definitely was more than $500. And so the voice said, you should probably call Noah. But then this other voice inside me said, no, you need to put a little sticker on it right now and just say it's yours, you're buying it, because you could go to lunch. And if somebody, you go to lunch and you come back and it's not there, what will you do? You'll be so upset. So I said, I'll take the painting. So I'll take the painting and I put the dot on and I walked to lunch and I picked up the phone and I called Noah.
No. That is not what you did.
That's not what I did?
No, you didn't.
Did I go to lunch?
You went to lunch.
I went to lunch.
You did the rest of your event and you were gone for a day or two. And then you came home and told me.
No. I came back that same day.
Same day.
Yeah.
You told me in person.
I told you in person?
You told
really?
Me in person.
No, I think I called him. I remember calling you. Are you sure?
You sure didn't call me while you were at lunch.
Well, I think I called you, but whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, at some point we had a conversation. It didn't matter, right? I was out of integrity in our agreement. And I don't even remember. I know I do this thing with you too. And I'm just like, well, so I found this painting and I really, really love it. And I really, really want it. And it's more than we said, you know, and I do that thing, you know, and the I really, really want it thing. And so long story short, I was out of integrity on this, absolutely. And what I learned, and...
No, but then you told me. And what did I do? Like, I was like, I am so dumbstruck that you did this without talking to me about it.
But I'm like, but I really wanted it. I really wanted it. And I figured out a payment plan so I could afford it. And I really, really wanted it. I really had to have it. And it was really important to my spiritual journey that year, which was all because the spirit basically said, you have to buy this painting.
And I think that it was all lovely and fine, but we had an agreement.
We did have an agreement. And so here's the truth is that while spirit was totally on my side and be like, you must buy this painting, there was another thing happening for me. And that was my fear. And I was afraid that if I left, I wouldn't get that painting. And so I created fear. I let fear rob us of our money piece. So I want to just mention this. We're going to talk more when Margaret comes on. I actually met Margaret because she was on a program I did this year called My Money Piece. You can find out more about My Money Piece at mymoneypiece.com. And it's an entire program that is based on helping people ferret out their fears so they can get fear out of their love life and act from a place of peace. And because I had fear inside of me, Noah, that's why I couldn't stand in our agreement. It had nothing to do with you. So I'm sorry I broke our agreement. I'm happy that we're going to be having Margaret on here in a second. We're going to be about to introduce her, but definitely take a look at mymoneypiece.com and you'll learn more about this ability to get fear out and bring the love in. And Nora, where are we going from here?
Well, when we come back, we're going to have the person who is an absolute expert, Harvard economist, intuitive money coach, and truly brilliant master of the tool that saved our relationship, the tool that allowed me not to totally blow my top. So that was all going to happen when we come back. You've been listening to the Noah Ingles Show.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Happy. Welcome back, everyone. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you were listening to the Christine and Noah show?
No. The Noah and Christine show.
I get top billing. The Noah and Christine show on Transformation Talk Radio. We are so happy to be here with you talking today about money. So that we can have love, happiness, and money. And specifically talking about how we as people in our relationships and in our own lives show up differently. Like, here's like the newscast, everyone. Newscast, the way you deal with money is not the way your partner deals with money. It's not the way the person that you're dating deals with money. It's not the person in any relationship that you're in deals with money.
We all seem to be a little different.
Well, and I have to say, as a person who usually likes to be right, and before, you know, I met Noah, and my way of being and dealing with money was, I was really proud of it. I was the kind of person who had, you know, QuickBooks data for 5 to 6 years backed up. I can tell you how much per month I spent on coffee and lunch versus I spent on dinner. I had my 401ks maxed out. I had a credit score in the 700s. I had no debt. I had money in the bank. And I was really proud of the way I handled my money. I was very detailed, very, very detailed about it.
I, on the hand, had a more laissez-faire attitude about money. Like, I thought it came in, it went out, and you tried to make sure most of the people that were expecting it to come out towards them would get it. But a few of them might not this month. Maybe next month they would.
I've never heard you actually tell the story in that kind of way. That's a really interesting. I mean, it's true. I've just never heard you explain it that way.
How else would you explain it?
Well, so my experience was, and this happened very shortly after we started dating, and I don't even remember how it was that it came to be, but I remember realizing, and I don't know if like I opened up a drawer or something. It's so funny because I just did this the other day where I opened up your drawer of your socks, and I was like aghast at all the receipts that were crumpled up inside of your drawer. And I remember when we first started dating, how I like opened up a drawer and there were all these things inside the drawer, like you had nested.
Those things are called bills.
Yeah. So the good news is that Noah no longer puts bills in the drawer, just receipts in the drawer, right?
Well, I was waiting for the bill fairy.
You were. This was the conversation I remember we had. I was like, so who pays your bills? Does the bill fairy come by and like come out of your drawer and pay them? And I have to say, I had a moment of like, OMG, who am I dating? Like, do I want to date this man who like, this is how he deals with his money? And all joking aside, I really stopped. And I think this was a turning point very early on in our relationship, Noah, that has continued to happen and why it's so important to really get how we're different about money. But I remember stopping, how we had this baggage specifically. And I remember stopping and asking myself, if this is what's happening for him, there must be something else that's going on. Mm. You know, because here's this guy, he's super smart, he's awesome, he's friendly, he's loving, like, great, what's going on? Like, it's just not, you know, what is going on? That would be a habit that he has. And so instead of, like, making you wrong or shaming you or anything like that, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I remember specifically having some conversations and just asking you about what was going on with, you know, like kind of you and your money and how you handled your money and how you were feeling about that. And
so here's the reason, one of the reasons why she didn't have to talk about shaming me or making me wrong is because I was doing a great job of that myself. I didn't need any help.
And in just honest moment, everyone, it's all like an honest moment out there. How many times in your relationship have you known that the person that you are in relationship with is having some shame about something that's going on with money? They've like messed something up. They've screwed it up. And you have a moment of either I'm going to lean into love and I'm going to love this person, or you have that moment of like your own fear comes up and you totally annihilate that person, or you criticize that person, or you make that person feel really bad, right? So in this moment, and it's just an honest moment, and I think I probably just this about a week ago, I totally chose fear. And in that moment of fear, no, I don't remember what happened, but I just like wanted to make everything your fault.
Oh, the it's your fault Noah problem. Oh, yes.
Right? So how many times have all of you out there, how many times has that happened for you, right? Where you're like, a moment happens and you're like, a bill's late, or you don't have enough money to pay for something, or the money's not coming in as well as you wanted to, or a bonus you thought was, like, something happens that creates money stress. In that moment, you want to make your partner wrong.
Well, or as a partner, you want to hide it so that you don't have to have that conversation. You get into this place, you totally, like, that is my money demon.
Well, here's the good thing. When I met Noah and we first started dating, I chose love. And instead of fear, I leaned in, and then we actually had a conversation. You were able to really admit some things to me. Like, what, you want to share that?
Yeah.
We don't have to, but, I'm sure we're out there listening. We have to model. Here's a part of what we want to do for all of you is, like, it is not easy all the time to be honest in your relationship about money. Like, it is darn hard because it does bring up all this baggage that's, like, you know, years and years old, and no one likes to be crappy with money. Everyone wants to be prosperous and happy, and so we're going to model for you right now something that really shifted our relationship, a tool called the heart-to-heart conversation.
So the thing that was going on is that I had a bunch of bills that I just didn't know how to pay. Like, I literally didn't know where the money was going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine uncovered it. Like, I didn't tell her. She went into some drawer I didn't want her to go into in my apartment, and she found these things.
And I didn't go crazy and start yelling at him and be like, what's wrong with you? I can't date you anymore. Like, you're a loser. I'm out of here. I actually just kind of listened deeply to what was going on. And I noticed that there were some things in your relationship with your father that were going on at that time. And so I facilitated or initiated, which I didn't even know I was doing at the time, but I initiated a heart-to-heart conversation, which is when you choose to actually sit down with the person you're in relationship with, not like some we're going to have a big conversation. Don't do that. But just in a moment, you just listen for the space. You're having wine, you're having dinner, you're having whatever. And I just said to Noah, so Noah, what's going on? You know, tell me a little bit about your relationship with your father. And I noticed that he has, you know, some money challenges. And how do you think that impacts you?
And the truth is that my father wasn't good with money. He was borderline homeless. He was just absolutely the brink of poverty, at poverty, really. And I had all kinds of shame and mistrust and wanting to hide anything that ever made me look bad around money.
Mm-hmm.
And that was absolutely what was going on for me in that place.
And so in that moment, when I asked you the question that way, and I asked you from my heart, how was that for you?
Scary. But good scary. It was really scary to be able to reveal something true about myself that I didn't really like to someone that I really liked.
And what made you decide to do that? What made you decide to actually not, like, make up a lie or get defensive?
I have no idea. You know, I think I trusted you.
Mm.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So I'm going to out myself here. A couple weeks ago, I think, I don't remember exactly what the conversation was. We were definitely having some money stress about needing to pay our property tax, which you can imagine if you live in California is a big bill. It's a big bill. Happens every December, and every December there's always stress around it. And Noah, this is like a great – Noah is now the CFO for our company and for our lives. So we went from a place where Noah shoved bills into his drawer to him actually – that conversation really opened up the opportunity, right, for you to really go into looking at your own beliefs around money and your own challenges around prosperity. And in the last 10 years, I totally – trust you with our managing, you know, our money. We manage it in partnership together. But we were like, how are we going to pay our taxes this year? Like, what's that going to look like? And I was freaked out because we were getting ready to go away for 3 weeks. And I'm writing my book. And I'm like, I'm writing my book. I'm just not going to steal my book. Not going to take away from my 3 weeks at the sea because we got to figure out how to create this money. Like, I totally moved into fear. And so, Noah, do you remember what my reaction was?
I think there was one point where you said it's all my fault. That I remember. And I remember that you were
freaking out.
That
was joking. On the square? On the square.
And the other thing I know is that you were really – I knew you were in fear, and I was just going to wait until you burned it out. I just was not going to add fuel to the fire.
So fear shows up differently for everyone, y'all, is that fear can show up – for me, fear shows up as anger. When I get afraid, I get angry. Noah, when you get afraid, what happens to you?
I want to go bury my head in the ostrich sand.
Mm-hmm. Noah retreats. He goes into retreating. So imagine this. You too, in your relationships, you have ways in which you deal with fear that are different than your partner. Right? So this is the tool that we were talking about. We just talked about one, the heart-to-heart conversation, but that was only even possible for us to deal with after we learned about the tool called the Enneagram. And the Enneagram is a tool that actually helps you understand fear and how it shows up in your relationship. And so, for example, what I learned by using this fabulous, great tool called the Enneagram was that the way my fear shows up is I get mad. I get mad, I get angry, and I either want to blame someone else or I want to just really make it someone else's fault. And in this case, usually it's Noah. And so Noah wants to do the opposite, right? You want to retreat.
I want to retreat. I also kind of want to take full responsibility sometimes, too.
Yeah. So, and when we end up in money stress, what happens because we approach it differently, what will happen is I will get angry. And the good thing is that Noah's defense pattern isn't anger, which was my former person's defense pattern. So you can imagine when we fought about money, it was like, you know, holy war just broke out. So the question is kind of to stop right now is to just take a moment and ask yourself about how do you react in stressful situations around money? Just think of a situation that recently you had that actually created stress and that you had a reaction to. What was your first reaction? Did you get angry? Did you get disappointed? Did you get mad? Did you retreat like Noah just mentioned? Did you try to blame somebody else? Kind of what was that? And then in your relationship, how did that person respond? I bet it was different. I bet it was really, really, really different. And that's normal. That's exactly what's supposed to be happening. And so the reason that happens is because your come froms are just completely different. And if you can just remember, this is like such an aha for us. Do you remember when we went to see your Richard, your psychologist?
Absolutely. That was a lifesaver because I did not know how to have this conversation with Christine about money. I just didn't know. I didn't have the tools. And so we just went to the person I was seeing to help me process some grief with my father.
So he was in process of dealing with the process.
And I was in this deep, powerful grief, and I was also like having all these challenges about money. And I just didn't know how to approach it with Christine. So I went and got help. That is the thing I really recommend everyone do. If you're having a problem and you need some help, you go reach out and go get help.
So Noah invites me to go to his psychologist with him because Oh, and we're going to come back and we're going to tell you that story and we'll be sharing.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Hello and welcome back, everyone, to the Noah and Christine Show.
This is Yay, she got it right this time.
I did. This is Christine.
And Noah.
And you are tuned in to our super powerful talk today about the M-O-N-E-Y, money and love and happiness. Can they exist all together? And we say, yes, they can. And today we are just really taking a dive deep into how we show up in our relationships with our own money baggage and our own money beliefs, and how you can actually start changing the way that money causes stress and unhappiness, so it starts creating happiness and love simply by understanding yourself better. And so I am so over the moon, like literally over the moon, excited to have our guest here with us today. Our first guest here on our radio show, Dr. Margaret Smith. Margaret Smith is just one of my favorite people in the whole entire world for many reasons. And you'll learn more when we bring her here on the show. But I actually met Margaret when I was at an event a couple months ago, and I was in the process of launching my money piece, Fear Cleanse. And I was looking to have a conversation about money and fear and really, you know, is it possible to live without money fear? Or is it not even possible to live without money fear? Is it possible to find peace even when you have money fear? And I was at this event, and I walked out of the event, and standing out there in the middle of the room was Margaret. And we got to talking, and I looked down at the table, and on the table was this book called Money, From Fear to Love. And it was Margaret's book. And I was like, oh my gosh, would you come on to the money piece? And would you be one of the experts? You're writing exactly about what I believe in, that we have the power to change our relationship to money and our relationship with ourselves and to others by shifting from fear to love using this powerful tool we're about to even go into deeper called the Enneagram. And Margaret said she would, and that's how we created the money piece. And now here she is with us here. And just to give you a little bit of background about Margaret, Margaret is actually Dr. Margaret Smith. She is the author of Money from Fear to Love, Using the Enneagram to Create Wealth, Prosperity, and Love, which is a super duper pioneering book about our personal relationship to money from the holistic perspective of this great super tool that has saved my life called the Enneagram. At one time, she was a Harvard PhD economist and a professor of economist. She's also a certified financial planner, and she is also an intuitive money coach, which is so amazing. It's like all bundled up into one. And she made a shift in her life when she realized that the rigid, incomplete, and conventional approach to money that she got from her Harvard education was based in fear and scarcity thinking. And she began to see greater possibilities for what was really possible for each of us, individually and collectively, about money and abundance. And so now she's an intuitive money coach. She does interviews here with people like me. She helped me create the Money Piece Fear Cleanse, which, by the way, make sure you check out on mymoneypiece.com. And Margaret, welcome to the show. This woman who teaches individuals and couples how to move past the fear and manifest prosperity and love that's always waiting for them. Margaret, that's beautiful. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to have you because there's a question that's been burning inside of me and we have been talking about all day with Christine because yes. Christine and I are such different people. And I want to know, why are people so different, especially around money?
Well, I think it's because we are wired differently. We're each wired differently. And so when we're born into this world, we have different propensities, and those propensities stay with us over time, and they become our personalities, and these personalities have different relationships to money. Of course, we also have different upbringings, different family backgrounds and cultural backgrounds. I think that also matters. But I think fundamentally, our personalities really define our relationships to money, and it's something I just found over and over again to be true when I was working with clients, and to the point where I just became so curious about why is it that people are so different in their relationship to money, and I just couldn't understand it. I had no framework for understanding my clients and why they were approaching money so differently that I just had to start really analyzing this question of, is there a correlation between personality types and people's relationship to money? And I discovered that, yes, there was indeed some really distinct patterns, and I wrote about that in my book. So you mentioned the Enneagram, and for people who don't have a background in what the Enneagram is, it's a pretty deep psycho-spiritual system, but we can use it to understand our personality types, and there's 9 different major personality types. And to start with that lens and looking at the correlations between personality types and money, that's a pretty good starting point.
And so, Margaret, one of the things I love about the Enneagram, and just I'll spell it here for everyone, it's Enneagram. And is that it really helps people understand their personality types, or kind of like their fear types. And I'm curious, before you got on to the line, Noah and I were talking a little bit about like the different ways that fear shows up for us. Like I get angry, Noah gets shamed, and so he kind of retreats. Can you talk a little bit about some of the common ways in which you see people react to money stress?
Sure. I guess what I wanted to say before that is that, I lost my train of thought. The different kinds of fears, there's all kinds of different fears. One of the major things that I'll deal with money is anxiety, like this constant worry that there's never enough. So I would say that anxiety is one brand of fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fear of, I guess anxiety could be defined as fear. So it's a certain kind of just never ending. It's hard for people to let go of that. Other kinds of fear that shows up is fear of not being connected, fear of not being loved. And so we do a lot of things to earn that love. Fear of not being perfect. Fear of not being valuable enough, not worthy enough. Fear of not being special enough. Fear of not understanding or knowing. There's just so many different brands of fear. And I guess what I really wanted to say before I went into the whole, distinctions around the different types of fear is that what's really amazing about using the Enneagram system and correlating the 9 personality types to our relationship to money is it starts from the inside out. So all the other systems that I've seen or attempts I've seen for people to understand our relationship to money has mostly started from the outside in, meaning financial advisors sort of saying, well, here are the categories I've bumped into with my clients around money. So they'll say, well, I've bumped into anxiety. I've bumped into fear of being not worthy. I've bumped into these different kinds of patterns. But the problem with doing it that way, where you're just using your own empirical observations and kind of just what you bump into as a financial advisor, is that you can miss major groups of people. You can miss people that that don't come in typically as clients, and you can miss things that you're not looking for. So mm-hmm. the Enneagram helps to guide us to really just understand the 9 brands of fear from the inside out. So I think that's a really big distinction between this methodology and other frameworks.
Well, and I love about that, and I think is really true, is when we, we sit down with a financial planner, or we sit down to kind of, learn how we should manage our money better when we're looking at all those systems, but we're not dealing with the underlying root, which is what you're talking about,
right.
Margaret.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
The creation
so
behaviors.
This helps us to not miss major groups of people, and it helps us to just guide us a little bit more accurately.
Because just for everyone listening out there, there's no way, if you can institute any kind of system, right, Margaret, you could institute any system, like as far as managing your money, but if you don't deal with that underlying root fear, it'll just show up again in a different way.
Exactly. And so I get a whole bunch of clients, for example, that'll just be like, oh, I got to manage, I have to do budgeting, but I don't like budgeting, but I have to do budgeting. And they have this fear that they're going to do it wrong, or they're not going to, or that it's going to be too complicated. And that fear just keeps them away from having any kind of engagement with this first step of around budgeting. And it's unfortunate. I mean, it's not necessary. And if they can really understand what's holding them back, it can be a lot easier of a process.
What are some of the common differences that you see in couples around the way that they either approach budgeting or spending?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. With budgeting, couples can be so different. You can have one spouse who just insists that every receipt is tracked and every expense is entered into some kind of quicken system, or that's the right way to do it, and the other spouse may go along or may just be rolling their eyes or may just be really dragging their feet and just feeling like it's completely unnecessary stricture in their life, and that in and of itself can create great drama and tension and arguments, just how you keep track of expenses and how you know what's in and what's coming out. And I've seen lots and lots of couples struggle on just that point. And, so I just think it's really important, rather than jump right into, okay, how are we going to do this thing, this system, is to really just back up a little bit and say, like, well, why are you having this kind of relationship to money, and why do you have this kind of belief system? What's led up to this understanding of how to do budgeting? And so for both people to have the space to kind of talk about it and kind of unwind from all their assumptions is just really, really helpful. And then we gently dip our feet in. But I think it's really helpful to understand that both people have reasons for taking the stance that they do, and not laying blame or saying, one person's definitely wrong, their approach is definitely wrong. I try to see the advantages and benefits of both people's approaches, always.
No, we're doing a good job. Margaret, I think we're doing a good job. Whatever you just said, we're doing that.
Exactly that.
That's good. But I know it's hard for people to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to understand that no one's got, like, the whole answer. No one's got the whole answer to what it is to have this prosperous relationship to money. Everyone's got pieces of it, and everyone's different personality types brings different wiseness and angles, wise perceptions and wisdom to the table. And we often don't recognize it as such, but there is wisdom. For example, when someone wants to be pretty, relaxed about the budget, there's a wisdom to that, because for them, what's the point of getting really tied up and just stressed out and anxious and always just thinking there's not enough? And, that's not going to be a ticket to freedom. On the other
hand, what's beautiful about what you're saying, Margaret, is that what you're saying is whenever you're in that reaction with each other, that there's, if you take a moment to stop and say, what can I learn from that person? There might be something that I can actually learn that's going to make this interaction better.
Well, and we all have all these wisdoms, and I think it's just about time for us to go to a break. Is that right, Brian?
That is correct.
So when we come back, we are going to talk all about how to find this wisdom that is in each of our own personality types.
And give you some really good tools to keep that love, happiness, and money rolling in your relationships. This is Christine and Noah on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back with our very special guest, Margaret. Hang on and see you soon. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show. You're listening to the Noah and Christine Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and I am Christina Rilo, sitting next to this very handsome man,
Noah Martin, and we have our amazing guest, Dr. Margaret Smith.
The author of Money from Fear to Love, Using the Enneagram to Create Wealth, Prosperity, and Love. If you are in a relationship of any kind or ever want to be in a relationship of any kind, run, do not walk to the store or to Amazon.com to get Dr. Margaret's book, Money from Fear to Love. You will learn so much about how you put your money fear on your partner. And so as we wrap up our show today, we want to end this last segment. Dr. Margaret, love, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So here's what we would love, a big, huge gift to the people that are listening to the show here right now. We want to be able to, for you to be able to leave with, because this show is all about you going out into your life and practicing what we give you here. And so our call, our dare, our love dare is to make sure you're not putting your money fear on your partner. You got to keep your money fear off your partner and make the shift to love inside yourself. So, Margaret, we'd love if you can share something with our guests that is a tool or a skill or a question or something that they can do to help them take on this dare. And then I'll share something as well.
Yeah, I want to encourage the listeners to ask themselves what kind of fear they're experiencing with money, and then I want them to try to figure out what personality type they are. Look up the Enneagram on the internet, buy my book, buy another book on the Enneagram, and just try to see if they can start to see patterns between their money fear and their personality type and the core fear of the personality type. They're going to really be bowled over and some really profound patterns will start to unravel for them. And I think that that's one of the most sort of loving and responsible things we can each do in our relationship is to see what's going on for ourselves, in ourselves, so that we can really, you know, not put the fear on our partner, but to really deal with it ourselves and grow ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And so for those of you what Margaret is like, I love it. It's like such a great dare, Margaret, and really good tools. You can't do this on your own. You don't have to do it on your own. I really encourage everyone listening to get on this Enneagram train. It's been so, I mean, I don't know.
It's literally saved
our like relationship for sure. And I know, Margaret, more people can find out more about you at www.prosperityforcouples.com, prosperityforcouples.com, and they can find out information about your book there as well. Yes?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. And so definitely just what Margaret said, start to look at the beliefs and patterns that are going on for you to really understand. This is my question for all of you, to make sure you stop putting your money fear on your partner, is to just really in that moment when you can feel your stress level coming up and you're feeling afraid about money, to stop and ask yourself, what is going on for me right now? What's that fear that's going on for me right now? And if you don't know, then find out and learn more about your fear. Margaret, remember you and I did that great call about money piece just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And it was so profound to be able to sit with this group of people and talk about what really drives people into money fear. And from that, we created this fabulous 40-day fear cleanse product. It's an experience, and you can find out more about it at mymoneypiece.com. And the entire 40-day process is geared towards helping you uncover what fear is driving you. And then people like Margaret and a couple other of our guests also gave special tools. I know, Margaret, you gave some videos and some other things to really go deep in the money fear component. So I want to just invite everyone to check out mymoneypiece.com, as well as go over to prosperityforcouples.com and really call in the support around money this year. I mean, let's all, like, not even put money fear on other people. Like, let's get it out of us. What do you say, Margaret and Noah?
I am all for that.
You're all for that?
I'm all for that.
Margaret, I love having you as a part of Team Love. I'm so grateful that we had a chance to meet you and that you're out in the world doing what you're doing. Thank you so much for being here and on this planet. And I just really, everyone, run, don't walk to get Margaret's book. So thank you, Margaret, so much. Much love to you. And we'll be talking to you very soon, I'm sure.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye, sweetie. Mark. All right, well, you heard it, everyone. Dr. Margaret laid it on the line. Christine and Noah, we put this invitation, this dare out to put the money fear out of you, get it out of your partner, and to really, really bring the love in.
And as you think about this next week, I have one more challenge.
You're going to put a double dog dare down?
My double dog dare is, if you have a partner, to tell them the thing that scares you the most about money this year.
That's scary, but that's awesome. I love that. How liberating.
Because I think that's the one real secret to dealing with money fear, is to get out the thing that you're afraid of, because your partner may be able to help you with it. What do you think of that, Christine?
I love it. You know, here's the thing, everyone. I just want to give you a key to love and happiness, is love and happiness takes vulnerability. It does. And you know what? It's hard. I was not very good at vulnerability at all, and I have learned to open up my heart. There's no way to let the love in if you can't leave your heart open. And if the person that you're with can't also meet you in love, then, you know, that tells you about the person that you're in relationship with. It's good to know who you're in relationship with. And the thing is, all of us are learning how to build our capacities to be vulnerable. So I love that double dare. So you got a week, everyone. Make sure you talk with the person you're in a relationship with. Share your money fear. If you're not in a relationship, call up a friend, or a romantic relationship, call up a friend and share with somebody your biggest money fear. And then in your relationships, as fear shows up, do not put your fear on your partner or the other person. It's your business partner, or whatever. Use it as a way to find out what's going on for you. Name your fear and transition that into love.
And don't forget, the next week we're going to be still talking about money.
Oh,
I want you to come back on Tuesday, same time, same channel.
And we're going to be talking about how to get honest and real about money, even when it's hard, and have some of those really, 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 really hard conversations.
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
And we'll be seeing you soon. Noah and Christine Show signing off. We'll see you next week, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here, now, on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.